Greenpeace claims drinking water in several Canterbury towns is contaminated with potentially dangerous levels of nitrates. It says over the past few days, tests on the town water supply in Darfield, Oxford and Kirwee show about 5 milligrams of nitrate per litre of water. Now, studies show that nitrate at these levels can cause premature and underweight births. The New Zealand College of Midwives recommends women avoid drinking water that exceeds these thresholds. Studies have also linked long-term exposure to nitrates at 5 times lower than what was present in the Darfield supply to potential increases in colorectal cancer. Nitrate is a common component of fertilizer. The current drinking level standard is 11.3 milligrams of nitrate per litre of water, so much higher than some studies suggest is safe. Well, joining us now is Amanda Larson from Greenpeace. Kia ora, Amanda.
Kia ora, Lisa.
A lot of numbers, but what are you telling people who live in these areas that have returned these high levels of nitrates?
Yeah, so first and foremost, like you said, if you are pregnant, then the New Zealand College of Midwives has advised that you should find an alternative drinking water source if your water is testing above that 5 milligrams per litre of nitrate, which it was in those towns. You know, ultimately, it's really difficult to remove nitrate from drinking water. The standard methods of chlorination, of boiling, of filtering won't remove the nitrate. Reverse osmosis filters can, but those are expensive. So ultimately, what we're saying is that we need to protect water at source, which means preventing that nitrate from getting into the water in the first place.
Would you drink that water?
I wouldn't if I was pregnant, because I was pregnant a couple of years ago, and I know how it feels when you're thinking about what you're putting in your body and how that would affect your child.
Who did these tests, and are they independent?
Yeah, so we use a device called an optical spectrometer, which is the kind of standard device that is recommended for doing in-field nitrate testing. Our testing program has been developed together with public health researchers from Otago University, and it's been reviewed by GNS Science. And on the day, the samples were being tested by an independent scientist. So, yeah, that's how we've been doing this program since 2021 when we started.
Yeah, so remind people, why are you testing the water and where have you done it?
Yeah, like you said, there are increased risks of health impacts like bowel cancer and preterm birth and low birth weight in babies that are emerging from new scientific evidence, and that those levels of nitrate are lower than the current official health limit for drinking water, like you said. And so we've been out doing this water testing because, you know, through our work to protect fresh water, we've come into contact with public health researchers who are really concerned about this, and that's service isn't currently available in any other way, so that's why we've been offering it in town halls, but also through a free mail-in testing service that anyone can use.
Well, this is the point, right? These levels that you've shown are way below the current drinking level standard.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
why is it set at that level if you were saying it is unsafe?
Yeah, so that level was set in the 1950s, and it was set specifically to deal with one condition, which is called blue baby syndrome. And public health doctors have said that limit is now hopelessly out of date because it doesn't take into consideration the new emerging evidence over the last decade or so of health risks at much lower levels of nitrate contamination. And, you know, ultimately, from our perspective, everybody has a right to clean, safe drinking water, to know the water coming out of their tap is safe to drink. And there are reasons to question that current official health limit now because of that emerging evidence.
Where do you reckon it's coming from?
We know that the main source of nitrate contamination in water is dairy, cattle, sheep, and fertilizer application. And so we were testing in Canterbury, which has particularly porous soils. And when that fertilizer is applied to the land or when dairy cattle are urinating on the land, it eventually leaches into the groundwater and causes that contamination of the drinking water.
Is there any specific independent research that verifies that?
Yeah, that comes from the Ministry for the Environment's own research.
No, I'm saying not that it can damage the water or leach into the water, but this is the source in the areas that you have tested. Do you have any proof of that?
That sheep, dairy and fertilizer are the source of the nitrate in that drinking water?
Yeah, in those areas.
So we know that Canterbury, Southland and Waikato have the highest levels of nitrate contamination, and they are the areas with the highest levels of stocking rates, dairy, cattle and fertilizer application.
So, Amanda, what needs to happen?
Ultimately, we need to protect water at source. So that means good regulation. We need to reduce the amount of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer that's being applied to the land. We need to reduce stocking rates. We need to support farmers to farm in ways that don't require so much fertilizer and so many cows. That's the job of regulation. And unfortunately, at the moment, we're seeing that this government wants to roll back freshwater protection rather than strengthen it. So the first port of call is just to maintain the few freshwater protections that we have for the sake of protecting people's health and nature and for rivers and lakes and their health.
Thank you for your time, Amanda. That is Amanda Larson from Greenpeace there. And we got in touch with Environment Canterbury, which says it has not yet received a copy of the test results. However, its science director, Tim Davey, says they welcome increased awareness about the importance of reducing nitrates. He says drinking water supplied by city and district councils throughout Canterbury is generally safe. In relation to reproductive and other human health risks, he says these concerns are the responsibility of Te Whatu Ora, while Environment Canterbury's role is ensuring that water quality standards are met. Tim Davey adds that private wells are the responsibility of landowners and must be independently tested.